Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Part of the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith?
Here.
Commissioner Dunlap?
Here.
Commissioner Hess?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from August 13th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried.
Public comment, I don't see any other distance.
Okay, there were no executive sessions held between August 13th and August 26th. Next, we have an ordinance for a general obligation note. And Mr. Brewer, would you like to present, please?
Sure, I will. Thank you, Commissioner. As your bond counsel, note counsel, our office prepared this ordinance, which would authorize two notes to undertake the projects that are underway and being considered out at the county airport, James Stewart Airport. There's a Series A note and a Series B note. The Series A note is one that you expect to really only be a cash flow credit line kind of device, because the money for that component of the project is really going to be paid for by the RCAP monies. Byron Stauffer is here. Of course, he can speak if you'd like to the project and its details and so forth. There's several different sources of funding going into the project. A lot of it's some federal and other state grants, transportation monies. But in addition to the A, which is a short-term line of credit device for the county, because you're required to pay the cost before the state will pay them back, then there is some long-term piece, the Series B, which is supporting your local share, because some of these grants are matching grants, and so there's a component all added together of what you are going to need to bring to the project. The placement agent went out and solicited bids. He can speak to those more directly. We got a range of banks that participated, and the recommendation is S&T, because the overall lower cost of the package of both A and B obligations. Beyond that, this ordinance, which has been reviewed by Mr. Budaj, authorized the debt under the Debt Act. It's a similar fashion form to the ones you've seen from our office in the past when you've been borrowing money. It would award to S&T. It sets up forms of loan agreements and notes and so forth. And basically just checks the boxes under the Local Government Unit Debt Act, which is the statute that governs how counties borrow with. So I have, you have the floor if you have questions for me, or I can turn it over to Joe quickly or to Byron.
Any questions for Chris?
Yes, I just had a quick question about it. There's two notes. And could you say a little bit more about why two instead of just one large? And as I understand it, this is a line of credit. This WAC is a line of credit. That's correct.
Yeah, the line of credit is a layman's term, which we care about using in government finance, because the Act doesn't specifically talk about that. But it does talk about the fact that you can do a short-term borrowing covering the period of construction with a balloon maturity. It'll all be paid back at the end. And that you can draw on this as and when you need to manage the cash flow. So if a bill comes in for that part of the project, that part that's supported by RCAP funding, then the county has to go ahead and pay it, go to the bank, and draw for that payment. And then when the RCAP monies come in, pay the bank right back. So in that regard, while you know every dollar of county expenses and interest expenses is important, it is a revolving sort of obligation. So when we got the bids as we did, and looked at the long-term obligation, which is where you really have most of your debt service, and combined it in with the short-term, this was the best package. Now, what happened was, of course, I think the bids went out to 25 different banks. We had six or seven good responses. And of course, because they had the A and B, we had a matrix. So as we put it together, even though we had one bank that was lower on the A note, it was actually the fourth highest on the B. So that's why trying to provide to you economies of scale in terms of the administration of the project and things like that, the recommendation from the group is, from the finance group, is to make this award in this fashion.
And just for the record, RCAP is Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program.
Yes. Sorry, I shouldn't use that.
That's okay. I just
No, I shouldn't do that. I promise I'm not to do that.
Yeah, so So money's from the state government down to make these investments at the local level. But we still have some county match, and that's why we're watching the dollars
close. Yes, you are watching dollars because county match and county cash flow is an expense. That is to say, support that side of only a side. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the bid you got from S&T on the long term was a really good bid against the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what helped drive the recommendation.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Muscatello.
I'm Joe Muscatello with Steeple Nicholas. Chris did a pretty good job of making my presentation, so this will be easy. What you have in front of you is a presentation that I put together. And the first page is all of the county's debt, so that you have a snapshot of, you know, what you originally borrowed, how much is left on it, and when the bonds are callable, and if there is a fee to call those bonds. The second page is a summary of your debt service. So this is what the county's budgeting and paying so far each year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third page, we did go out to 25 banks. The banks that submitted proposals were on the top line, who declined to bid, and then no response. Most of the banks that declined or didn't respond is because of the structure that we have, that we put together. We tried to limit the amount of interest that the county would pay. So what we bid out was basically a line of credit that then amortizes. So you're only paying interest on the monies that you're borrowing on either series A and series B. If you would have taken them all down all at one time, so at closing, if we would have given you all the money at one time, you may be paying, you know, 4% or so, but you're only able to reinvest it at probably 3%. So you would lose almost 1% on that money. So we structured it in a way that we thought was best for the county to save as much money as they could on interest. One of the reasons that we did do two series, the Series A and the Series B, is the line of credit, is that the Series A carried a lower rate of interest than the Series B. So if we would have combined them into $7.5 million, you would have been paying a higher rate of interest on the Series B. So we felt it was best, again, to try to save as much interest for the county as possible, is to do two series, a Series A and a Series B, with the Series A carrying a lower cost of interest. And even though the interest rate may have been a little bit lower on the Series A than some of the other responses, that money is not going to be held out, or that money is not going to be out for very long. So as you put the money out, as the county puts the money out and gets reimbursed, even if you did it, even if we closed on the deal, we took the $2.5 million and we paid it back at the end of 3 years, it would cost it, the cost difference would be less than $20,000, or even probably less than that, depending on how fast you you recycle that money. So as you pay it out and you get the RCAP, if you get that money within a month, then the interest rates are basically negligible. Also, if you would need money from one series to the other, it's easier to deal with one bank than two to be able to transfer money from Series A to Series B or Series B to Series A. So that was the rationale behind recommending it. And we did combine them all, and the cost savings was around $200,000.
Okay.
Typically, our caps are very drawn out, don't they? A month. I would see this timeline being much more than just a month or two or so.
You didn't ever do that.
Yeah. I mean, is that your understanding of iron?
Yeah,
it's one factor in the decision.
We talked about that this morning. The RCAP would be we usually presume at least a year.
Right.
Yeah. We looked at the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Or the best case scenario.
The good news on this project, everything is bid, project's underway, all the compliance documents are already done. If you remember from some of the airport meetings, the environmental documentation, it's all complete. You know, we've submitted the PMP. So everything is really, really clean on this project. So it should go as smooth can go.
Good.
I'm asking the questions because it's such an enormous project, such a large investment in county asset, and it's important that we get it right. And so that's, I appreciate the extra time to explain.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Any more questions for Joe? Brian, anything to ask?
No, unless there's any specific questions on the project for now.
Okay. Then moving forward, I'll make a motion that we approve the ordinance. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Next. We have the district attorney's office. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. This one's pretty simple. It's just a continuation of the year one RASA victim service grant that covers the victim's rights coordinator position. We're getting a little bit less money than we did the first year, but it's still for the position.
Okay.
And then partial my salary, and this is all effective January 1st next year.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Jerry. Okay. Next, from is Tammy on?
Yeah, she lives on the upper
floor. Oh,
yeah. Morning, I'm Tammy. Here. Good you morning.
Present.
Okay. So good morning, commissioners. I'm here this morning asking your approval of the fiscal year 2025-2026 Indiana County Human Services Block Grant Plan. The agencies that are part of our block grant include our program, the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program, the Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission, the Armstrong County Community Action Program, and the Indiana Department of Human Services. We are required to hold two advertised public meetings for input into the plan for each county. These meetings were held in accordance with these requirements, and documentation to support the meetings is included in the plan. The plan is prepared and submitted annually for both Armstrong and Indiana counties. It's divided into sections related to the Homeless Assistance Program, HSDF funds, the DNA funding, and the mental health and intellectual disabilities funding. Because we're a joiner, we alternate each year which county the mental health and intellectual disability funding and plan details are submitted with. And this year, this section will be submitted with the Indiana County plan. Both plans will be sent to the Department of Human Services today following your approval. The breakdown of funds submitted for Indiana County includes $296,418 for the homeless assistance services, $381,550 for the substance abuse disorder services, $75,585 for the human services development fund, $4,931,650 for mental health, and $1,733,830 for ID, for a grand total of $7,419,033. The county match requirements for Indiana for the block grant is $169,738. I would like to thank our block grant partners for all their assistance and support in getting this plan completed, as well as the commissioners from both counties, and for all the collaboration that happens throughout the year. If anyone would like a copy of the plan, you can contact our office and we'd be glad to provide that for you. Thank you, and are there any questions?
Tammy, did you place that plan on your website then?
We can do that. We haven't done that in the past, but we can certainly work on getting that accomplished. Yes.
Thank you. And I just want to say I attended, and I think Commissioner Dunlap did as well, your public meeting, and I appreciate all the work that really goes into this thing. It's over 100 pages long, and it's It's really quite remarkable how many programs you all deliver every day to those in need in our communities. And I thank you for all the work that you and your team have done on this.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it definitely is between all of the agencies. It's a large undertaking, but I think the document does provide a lot of great information as to all of the human services that are available. And there's a Indiana plan as well as Armstrong County plan. So between the two counties, there's a lot of great work that's being done. Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the plan?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next, Tammy, is the agreement?
Yes, so I'm asking your approval of an agreement between Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program and attorney Elizabeth Gribick, as well as Jennifer Westrick, who's on the next item on the agenda. And we're asking these attorneys to provide legal services related to filing for guardianships. We're seeing an increase in need for this area support, and both Attorney Westrick and Attorney Gribick have guardianship experience has been helpful to us in navigating these difficult cases in the past, and this agreement will formalize those services. The rate would be $125 per hour and would be used only on an as-needed basis. This agreement was approved by the Armstrong County Commissioners at their August 21st public meeting. And I appreciate your consideration of this request.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve Attorney Gribick?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Do I have a motion to approve Attorney Westrick?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have an agreement with Link Computer Corporation. Mr. Leonard, if you'd like to present.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
The quote in front of you is, it's for an upgrade to our existing email, which will enable the ability to send encrypted emails on top of sending normal emails. This is going to be utilized by many departments in the county that need to be able to send sensitive information through email. It includes like social security numbers, medical records, you know, the law enforcement agencies, jail. They're all going to need this to be able to send emails securely and safely. This upgrade addition to our email also includes additional virus and spam filtering, another layer of protection on the emails. So every email that comes in will be scanned for any kind of viruses, keep any kind of spam out. It prevents the distribution of dangerous emails with links, fake links, things like that. This quote is for 5 years, and it's split up into five annual payments. The total cost over the 5 years is $44,550. So that makes the annual payment $8,910 a year.
Okay. We'll have a motion to approve the agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Next, with our children and youth services, we have some agreements to. Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. If possible, I'd like to start with the fiscal year 25-26 non-placement listings. We have the Child Welfare Information System Data Sharing Agreement that is good from October 1st of 2025 to September 30th of 2026. This is a renewal agreement. This agreement is so that CWIS can send information to our computer system and we can send information through our computer system to CWIS. There is no cost to this agreement.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Sorry.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, computer aid.
The Computer Aid, Inc. is for fiscal year 25-26. This is a renewal. This contract is usually a six-month contract, and we are asking for it to run to the end of the year. This is a company that we use as consultants for our fiscal de department and to do like our quarterly submissions for state and federal funds, and to also they're leading us by the nose to get the budget written and put out in a timely fashion. So the rate will remain the same as last contract, and it will not exceed $33,000 for the 6 months. The cost of services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the second. Next, Carol Patterson.
We have Carol Patterson is a psychologist located in the Greensburg area. She has historically done a lot of evaluations for us. She can do psychological evaluations, bonding assessments, and parental capacities. She does a lot of work with the trauma and victimization series also. She has asked for a 3% raise in her rates for this year, and the cost will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Aye.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next, Alice Paulhouse.
So we have the Alice Paulhouse here in Indiana have asked for a renewal of their contract for the fiscal year 25-26. They do a lot of work with the trauma therapy, victimization services, and domestic violence. And so they are asking the agency to pay a rate of $36 an hour when they're working with our particular clients. And that is the same rate as last year. They did not increase. So the cost of these services will be coming from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, next, moving on to non-placements.
Actually, it's moving on to placements.
Placements.
So it's the Children's Home of Pittsburgh 25-26. This is a renewal contract. This agency has five different classes of foster care. And of course, those classes are all dependent on child's age, child's need. That's how they determine what class they would be in. so they have asked for a 3% raise for their foster homes, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, Summit Academy.
Summit Academy is a boys group home. It's located out in the Butler area. This is their 25-26 renewal contract, and it's a really nice program. They do drug and alcohol, mental health. They have a lot of sports activities for the boys. They do a vo-tech program, and the kids can get certifications through them. There's a lot of individual and group therapy that's done with the children. So they are geared to look at complex case kids. We have not placed anybody there yet in that category, but they are telling us that they have that ability. So that's a new program that they have this year. They have requested a rate of 3% for an increase of 3% for their rates, and the cost of services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, community specialist.
So, Community Specialist Corporation is actually the sister company of Summit Academy. And it's fondly called New Outlook Academy. It's the girls' academy and it's located down in Pittsburgh. It will take girls ages 12 to 18. It's also a residential program. They also have a private academy there on campus. Same thing, mental health, drug and alcohol. They have the vo-tech program on campus. The kids can get certification in like food service and so forth. And the girls get individual and group counseling. There's also family counseling available. They have also asked for a 3% increase in their rates. And the cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, Kids Peace.
Kids Peace National Center is a renewal contract for 25-26. They are located down east. So with Kids Peace, they have a group home setting, they have a residential treatment center, and they have a hospital. They will take boys and some girls. We've not been real successful with placing girls down there, but with boys, it's been ages 8 to 18. They have on-ground school. They also have the therapeutic component since the hospital staff and everything's right there. Kids get all their mental health needs met. They do family visits, so forth. they are saying that they are happy with the rates that they had last year, and so they have not asked for an increase for this year. And the services will come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. And next is Pathways.
Pathways Adolescent Unit. This is a renewal for their 25-26 contract. They are located in Oil City. Now, this is a group home that will accept boys and girls. And they have taken kids as young as 10 for us if there's a need. So they have 13 different programs on their campus now. So their rates have varied. Some are new. Some have just had a slight increase with their rates. And some I have no comparison since they're a new program. They have drug and alcohol, mental health, independent living, transitional living. And I'm trying to think now, they have a complex case unit also. And that is something that we don't have anybody placed there yet, but we do have the ability to place there if a need arises. They will do diagnostic evaluations. They have psychiatrists and psychologists linked up with their facility. And there's on-grounds nursing staff also. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Great. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Next, our Human Services Department, and we have project share agreements. And Ms. Pounds, would you like to present?
I certainly would. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm requesting your approval for updated agreements between the county and 13 agencies and faith-based organizations for their participation in Project Share. And as seen on the agenda, those are Aging Services, Alice Paul House, Catholic Charities, Grace Church of Indiana, INA Residential Services, ICAP, Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Justice Works Youth Care, Penn Run Church of the Brethren, Society of St. Vincent de Paul, the Salvation Army, Trinity Unified Methodist Church, and United Way of Indiana County. We are we're requesting updates for these agreements due to director, staff, and volunteer participation turnover, and due to the age of some of the agreements. All of them were originally signed between 2013 and 2019. As you're aware, Project Share is a collaborative effort by organizations in the faith community to share resources and information to help residents of the county in need. Our office, the Department of Human Services, coordinates the project's efforts. With these updated agreements, we will again have 18 partners, being 10 agencies and 7 faith-based organizations, made up of 4 churches, Catholic Charities, St. Vincent de Paul Society, the Salvation Army, and the Church Crisis Committee through ICAP. There's no cost to the county for this program, and the goals of the project are to decrease duplication of services and to maximize resources available in the county. The project provides assistance to low-income individuals and families in need. Areas of assistance have included rental assistance, utility assistance, gas cards, prescription assistance, bus tickets, food, and items for the holiday, and more.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, going down through the 13 agencies, do I have a motion to approve Aging Services?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Alice Paul House, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Catholic Charities, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is Grace Church of Indiana. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is INA Residential. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Next, Indiana County Community Action Agency. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Those are the same. Indiana County Office of Planning and Development. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Those are the same. Next, Justice Works. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Those are the same. Penn Run Church of the Brethren. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is the Salvation Army. Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, Trinity Unified Methodist Church. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And last, United Way of Indiana County. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, commissioners. Have a nice day.
You too. Okay, moving on to the Office of Planning and Development, we have a contract modification. Ms. Zach, would you like to present, please?
Yes, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development from the Center Township Supervisors are requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve the contract modification for the 2022 CDBG project contract, on behalf of Center Township. The contract modification will add the Luciusboro Storm Sewer and Road Reconstruction activity to the 2022 contract. The original contract funded the Coy Storm Sewer and Road Reconstruction projects at $82,000. The Coy project was completed in 2024 as proposed and expended $80,580.90 of the 2022 allocation, leaving a balance of $1,419.10. The balance of funds will be reallocated to the Luciusboro project. This project has funds allocated from the 2023 and 2024 CDBG contracts and will be applying for the 2025 funds. The four CDBG fiscal year contracts will have a total allocation of $245,419.10 for the Luciusboro project. We have completed the citizen participation requirements for the requested modification. And if approved, the request approves includes approval for Commissioner Keith to sign all documents required for submittal to DCD.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the contract modification.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next, the budget revision.
Okay, one more. 2021. Our office is requesting the approval that a budget revision to the county's 2021 CDBG entitlement contract. Requested revision will adjust the existing budget line allocations between the administration and the project line for the food bank warehouse rehabilitation project. The revision will reduce the administration line by $25,694.09 and increase the project activity allocation by the same amount. The administration line will be adjusted from $49,392 to $23,697.91, and the public facilities line will be increased from $250,000 to $275,694.09. The adjustment is requested in order to have sufficient funds to replace the metal roof and siding with gutters and downspouts at the food bank warehouse. Due to recent unanticipated cost increases, additional funds are required to complete the necessary repairs.
Thank you. You have a motion to approve the budget revision?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Next, change order. Mr. Morrow.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development and Platinum Visual Solutions Request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $5,900 with Block Store Contracting on the Dixville Commons Building for demolition project. Change order number one is to install permanent steel columns to support the existing roof and the newly installed LVL beam. The revised contract with Blochdorf Contracting with approval change order number one will be $65,281.78, and the additional cost will be covered by redevelopment assistance capital program funds and platinum resort solutions.
So the motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, change order.
Yes. Office Planning Development, Platinum Visual Solutions request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $5,000 with Ray Winters and Sons on the Dixonville Commons Building Storm Sewer Replacement Project. Change order number one is for additional excavation and stone. The initial scope of work was to dig a storm sewer trench 4 feet wide to remove the existing pipe and install new pipe. During the excavation process, the existing pipe transitioned into a box piping system that was constructed of 8 foot wide deteriorated railroad ties. The trench then needed to be widened to 9 feet wide to remove the railroad ties and then backfilled with additional gravel. The revised contract with Ray Winters and Sons with approval change order number one will be $30,150. And again, the additional cost will be covered by redevelopment assistance capital program funds and platinum visual solutions. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next, change order in the Welcome Center?
Yes. Office of Planning and Development, Thomas R. Harley Architects. Request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number two in the amount of $29,292.80 with CNC Construction for the Welcome Center at the Bank project. Change order number two is for the following items. Additional window blinds, replace worn out electrical conduit on the roof, add an exterior outlet, handicap accessible refrigerator, acoustical ceiling and LED lighting in the popular room 112, noted as 112. LED lighting at former teller stations, replace rear entry door and frame, add slap plates and sensors to front door front entry. Electric for the Indiana County Forest Bureau digital signage, and relocate and hang a pole light above switches in the conference room. Revised contract with CNC Construction with approval of change order number two will be $765,892.50. And the additional cost will be covered with a combination of the redevelopment assistance capital program and or Keystone Community Initiative Program funds.
We have a motion to approve the change order. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Dave. Next is an agreement for a student charger bus rental. Mr. Pruitt, would you like to present?
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners enter an agreement with First Student Charter Bus Rental to provide one-way service for the Indiana and Cambria counties seat-to-seat bike ride. An event scheduled for Saturday, September 20th. This inaugural event is a collaboration between Indiana and Cambria counties. Features a 44-mile bike ride along the Ghost Town and the Hoodabug Trails, as well as the Hoodabug Trail extension to downtown Indiana. The event's planned to be held annually to celebrate the multimodal connection between downtown Indiana and downtown Evansburg, with all proceeds from the event going to the Cambria and Indiana Trail Council. The shuttle will pick up participants at the 8th and Church Streets Hoodabug Trailhead in Indiana. The shuttle will then depart from Indiana at Evansburg at 9 a.m. Participants or riders in the event have the option of leaving their bikes overnight at the starting point, which again is in Evansburg at the Young People's Community Center on Parade Street. There's a trailhead there. And overnight storage drop-off for bikes is available from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday the 19th. Morning drop-offs available starting at 7:30 a.m. The day of the event. This shuttle option will allow participants to bike back to their car in Indiana. There's no other shuttle option. The cost of the shuttle included in the agreement is $200 and ultimately will be covered by funds from the Cambria and Indiana Trail Council.
Well, a motion to approve the agreement.
So
second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving down to any other business we brought before the board today.
Mr. Chair, yes, I would like to make some comments on behalf of the board and with the board's approval about the budget impasse and that the counties, the school districts, and municipalities are experiencing now. And some basic things. We all have to enact a timely budget each year. And when there's a delay in the state budget, those monies for human services programs, for we just heard a lot about mental health services, for those dealing with substance use issues, our children and child and welfare, child and youth services agencies, seniors, veterans, working families, small businesses are all going to be affected by these cuts or these delays in monies coming to the county. We know that in years past, these delays have caused counties to have to borrow money. These carrying costs are not reimbursed to the county. So not only do you have the stress of agencies being put behind on delivering services programs, where they're also having to endure higher costs. We know that the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania, the legislature has recessed until after Labor Day, leaving counties to have to guess about the next 12 months of the Commonwealth budget for 2026. This is a burden to counties. And so we are asking the governor and the legislature to prioritize getting back in the room and passing a budget without delay. And we just want to ensure that we have fiscal stability so that our services can be rendered to our citizens. And it not only affects those who are who need these programs, it affects everybody who is a taxpayer. Commissioners, I guess I would just ask, is there anything you would like to add to these statements? These are backed up by the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania, which sent a letter to the legislature and the governor on behalf of all 67 counties, asking the legislature to please get back in the room and pass the budget.
We did reach out to some of those entities that provide those human services, especially the mental health and the drug and alcohol. And we asked them, how long can you go? And so October is the critical month that we're looking at. That's those entities that do those services outside of us. For us here in the county, October is also a critical month for us. We rely on a lot of the reimbursements from the entities you heard from today. We have a lot of reimbursements coming from children and youth and some of the other departments. So we need to be able to have the money flowing to continue operations.
And I think one thing to point out with county government that our revenue that we operate mostly comes from real estate taxes. And real estate taxes for the county are collected in the springtime. So we collect those between March, April, May, June, and then after that, that's what we base our rest of our year on. So as the commissioner said, we have reached out. We have been in contact with our departments, and we will closely monitor as we go week by week, day by day.
We do not want to have to curtail services or raise taxes. So we're not at a crisis at this moment, but we are on the way. Thank you.
Anything else? So in summary of today's meeting, you heard an awful lot of projects happening. You heard an awful lot of money being shuffled back and forth. This doesn't go light. The borrowing that we actually did for the airport, You heard it came from federal dollars that are obligated to this project, and also you heard from the state. A lot of time, a lot of effort to put all this together. And Byron, I want to thank you for what you've done working with the group that's here today that made presentation, because it takes a lot of shuffling, you know, on your part. And actually, it went out last night to all of us at 11 o'clock. And we actually reconvened again, you know, talking, discussing about it again this morning. So those things don't go like. Also, as far as the share match you heard for the airport, that is also including our airport authority, who has made that commitment on the local share. So again, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, along with our airport manager putting things all in perspective. And you heard a lot of the other services that we provide. Again, coming from reimbursements from federal, state. So this doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a lot of time. Even our outside agencies that you heard today presentations from, it takes time and it takes money. But that's what it takes to make Indiana kind of continue to move forward. And with that being, that's lightly, just knowing what we have in the future as far as the big project that's happening in Homer City, because that is also going to have a huge impact on our economy. And I can probably safely say that we haven't seen an impact like that in probably 75 years or plus. So I want to thank everybody for their support, their efforts, and continuing to work together as we grow our county. So again, we appreciate it. We truly want to make every effort to make this county a better county and bring people, businesses here to live and make a few dollars. So anything else be brought before the board today?
We're closed on Monday, September 1st for Labor Day.
We're closed Monday for Labor Day. So thank you, Bobby. Yeah. Our next regular meeting will be held September 10th at 10:30 a.m. here in the hearing room. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Well, thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.